Hi, friend, and welcome to the Fruitful Podcast, where we share stories of faith, family, and fruitfulness. I'm Sherry Lynn Roodman, or in English, Sherry Lynn Roodman, and this podcast is something really special to me. Every episode features my mom, Lynette Steyn-Lorenz, and these are her original radio interviews, especially for Just Gospel Radio. And these are heartfelt conversations filled with wisdom, hope, and reminders that faith is found in the everyday. I wanted to share them here so they could keep encouraging hearts in new seasons and new spaces. Let's listen together to one of my mom's original conversations that still speaks so deeply today.
Hello, very warm and welcome to Faith at Work here at Just Gospel, the station of the good news and great tunes. You know what? It's this time of the year that you just want to slow down and relax. But yet again, we know that we have a mandate and we know that we need to just keep on keeping on, pushing through. So in the studio today, we've got Lynette. A very warm and welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, nice to be here. And I must admit, I'm already in the go slow mode. It was quite an effort to get here, but like Arlette said, we've got a mandate, and our mandate is not our own. It comes from the Lord. So we are here, and we are going to have a session today.
So let's get into it. What are we talking about today? It's all about family and family matters, and
yes,
it's in this season.
We are in the season of celebration. Mm. So I thought, what else to talk about than special days a Christian should actually celebrate?
Okay, especially birthday. That's okay, but
That's what I've had. It came and it went. So I'm not talking about that one, but special days that we're going to celebrate.
Okay, so,
it's actually, if we think of it, it's part of a Christian life to celebrate things. Mm. Christians are definitely not strangers to celebration. Even in scripture, we find quite a few examples how God really instructed people to remember and to celebrate things that happened and important changes that he brought to their lives. And I'm just thinking of the blood on the doorpost.
Yes.
in Egypt, you know, we still celebrate the Passover, today and so on. So let's look at that. These moments we celebrate were never meant to be empty traditions or just religious obligations, things that we have to do because our ancestors promised the Lord we will do them. They are actually reminders and they are anchors in our faith. Sacred pauses in the rush of life that helps God's people to look back with gratitude and look forward with hope and live faithfully in the present.
Oh, wow.
So it's got a meaning for yesterday, today, wow, and tomorrow. So in our modern world, life, you know, moves very fast.
Just
days blend into weeks blend into years, and before we know it, we have forgotten how far God has brought us. Mm. We've just started 2025 and now we're at the end of 2025 already.
It was like a moment. It was
yes,
that and it's
yes,
gone.
So that is why celebrating special spiritual days really matters. Just to stand still for a moment and think about what the Lord is accomplishing and what the Lord is doing. So these days help us to stop and say, this was God. It didn't happen by chance. This was God.
So Lynette, it's like a pause moment.
Just a pause moment and actually give God the acknowledgement of the things happening.
It's like the word Selah. Pause.
Yeah.
Think.
Take a breath,
yeah,
and think about it. Yes, yes. These days help us to remember who we are, what God did for us, and who we are becoming in Christ. Some Christian celebrations are observed globally and celebrated globally all over, like Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
And others are deeply personal days, like the day you gave your life to the Lord. Both types of celebrations are very important in the Christian's life. One reminds us of God's grand redemptive story. The other reminds us that we are personally part of that story.
Oh, yes.
Today, we're going to explore these special days that Christians should consider celebrating, including your day of salvation, and then also look at the reasons these days deserve to be remembered with joy, gratitude, and intentionality. So firstly, I want to start with the day you gave your life to the Lord. Actually, your spiritual birthday, which I think is more important than your earthly physical birthday.
Okay. I don't know when that mine is.
Oh.
I know when I was baptized.
Yeah.
That I do.
Yeah.
But and I've written that down. But I don't know.
Well, I'm going to have a little discussion around not having a specific date, but most probably you will have kind of a season of where that changed in mind and heart happened, even though it's not, because it can be over a span of a few days or so.
Okay.
But let's look at it. Scripture shows that faith is not inherited or absorbed by environment alone. They do have an effect, but it eventually becomes personal and intentional.
Oh.
So that is why many Christians value a specific day, or at least a clear moment, or a few days or time or season of transitioning when they consciously chose to give their lives to the Lord.
Okay.
Now, sometimes that decision happens without you really realizing it is happening. One day you just think, but I've been walking this road with the Lord for some time and I can't really say when it happened. But then that time when you realize, listen, this happened, that can be your time of celebration to remember it.
Okay.
Because to have a time of celebration of the day that you actually committed yourself to the Lord, or the spiritual birthday, can help you to celebrate how far you have come in your spiritual life. So it's just a nice to have moment that can be very important.
So, let me be honest, Lynette. I've been in a Christian house I've been brought up in a God-fearing home. Okay? So, but I know I've given my heart to Christ, like when I was in Sunday school. You know, you do those kind of things, but that really turnaround moment and season is I think just after my university. The Lord, and we spoke about it off air. That was the moment on New Year's that the Lord called me back and said, hey, you need to get back into the Christian business. So it's probably, it was in many moons ago, 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah. Well, you've heard my testimony before. I was 8 years old when I had rheumatic fever and my grandmother sat next to me at my bed and she was sure I'm not going to make it. So she took time to explain the gospel to me. And that's the first time that I committed my life to the Lord.
Okay.
And I surrendered to the Lord. But I also grew up in a Christian home.
Mm.
So the ways I was taught was Christian ways.
Yes, yes.
And I still take today as that day when I was 8 years old, when I surrendered my life, as my day.
Mm.
But my mind and thinking developed through the years. So the time that I was a teenager, I realized, but I'm thinking different about life than other people.
Yeah.
And I realized this was a personal thing. So even if you grow up in a Christian home and your family ways are Christian ways, there comes a point where you have to know, but this is not just my family's way anymore.
No.
This is the way I choose. Mm. This is personal for me anymore.
Oh, no.
It's not just my family.
No.
This is me now.
Yes.
And this is the way that I choose.
Okay.
You may be choosing the same way as your family, but there's a moment where it's your choice.
Yes.
It's not, you don't do it anymore because your parents say you have to do it that way.
It's because because of you.
Okay. To do it that way. And that moment is the moment I feel you can celebrate.
Okay.
Because why do we... Firstly, let me get back to scripture because I like going back to scripture.
Scripture is good. I love scripture. Lily.
Yeah. So even those raised in faith, scripture repeatedly points to a personal response. We have to have a personal response, just like I explained now. In Joshua 24:15, it says, "Choose for yourselves the day whom you will serve."
Oh.
So there must be a days where you day where you realize, but I'm not serving the world anymore. I'm serving the Lord now. And Mark 1:15, repent and believe the gospel. And then even Romans 10 verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe it in your heart. So that day that you realize, but I am willing to stand up and say, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Savior. And you feel it in your heart that day. You can remember for the rest of your life and celebrate for the rest of your life. Because being surrounded by Christianity is not the same than confessing it with your own mouth and choosing with your heart, but I will follow Jesus.
That's an interesting explanation on it.
Yeah.
Never thought about it like that.
So the day matters because not because you need God's timestamp on it or something, but it is a time where you can reflect and say, but for you just said 15 years or whatever ago,
16
years ago,
mine
was, which the date that I take was when I was 8 years old,
so
that is 49 years ago, so don't work out my age, but now I can, on that date, which can be maybe a season, or you can decide it was in these few days. Like, let's take Carlette's example. Hers was a New Year's that she realized, but I'm going back to Christ. I'm there. But then you can say, okay, this time, this season, I committed my life. I surrendered to Christ. And this is what I have achieved in my faith through the years. And you can celebrate that. And it's not just standing still in your faith. You can see, but there's been growth, or there's been challenges, or I've been doing things differently, and I can actually celebrate it because I've made a decision somewhere in my life, and since then I've been doing things differently, and since then the result of doing things differently is different because it's not me anymore.
Is
me, but the Lord is with me because I chose to do it.
You know what, Lynette, it's such a nice thing that God has given us free will. That's amazing that He could have not given us free will and it would have been a different story altogether, but He gave us free will to choose Him.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I think the result of our living would have been totally different if we didn't have free will, but we chose Him. And because of that, we can celebrate.
Yeah.
We can celebrate. Celebrating your spiritual birthday reminds you that you came from somewhere.
Yeah.
From a life in not in Christ, in sin. And then Jesus rescued you. And now you can live out of a life deeply loved by the Lord. And the result coming from that knowing of I am deeply loved by the Lord, and then serving Him because of that. It's a life of gratitude now, and you can celebrate that. When we remember our salvation, we are reminded and we remember that we did not save ourselves, but God saved us. So that we can celebrate. And how do we celebrate this?
This is chocolate cake.
You can.
Okay.
You can make a chocolate cake, but this is not exactly the same as celebrating your earthly birth. This rebirth can be... You can bake a chocolate cake. I mean, you can do whatever you want. If you want a milkshake, have your milkshake. But it is a day that you can celebrate through prayer, giving thanks to the Lord for what He's done. Journaling maybe, and reading old journals each year of this happened in my life, and this is what the Lord has done. And I find a lot of growth through that. Going back 10 years, seeing where I was and where I'm now. And then worshiping the Lord, sharing your testimony or what the Lord has done in the past year with somebody. And or just quietly spending the day with the Lord and thanking Him for what He's done. So it's not like I'm throwing a party and having champagne and popping that bottle and things like that. But yes, you can, of course, have some cake. That's always nice. But it's more a quiet day with the Lord and reflecting and celebrating and worshiping Him. It's about the Lord and what He's done.
I'm thinking now, I'm revising my chocolate cake statement here. Maybe do a communion and prayer and fasting kind of thing.
We can do that as well.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to talk about communion just now. So, yeah.
Am I now a little
you
bit
are jumping
ahead of
a bit,
you?
But okay.
Okay.
Okay, then
for
the
that.
Second day a Christian can celebrate is the one that Carlette actually mentioned, and that is your baptism.
Mm.
That is a public declaration of your faith. And we can celebrate that one as well. And I know there's a lot of debate around baptism as a baby, which some churches do, and then adult baptism. But adult baptism, you make the choice yourself. Being baptized as a baby, your parents make the choice. So celebrating that one, the baby one, I don't think will mean as much as an adult making the choice to publicly declare and doing a prophetic action of dying, going under the water, and coming up and raising up as a new person.
Yes.
And doing that in front of witnesses is actually a bold statement of saying, I'm changing my life.
Yeah.
I am washing away the old, and I'm coming up as a new person, and I am baptized now, and I'm going to live a different life. Now, that day can also be a yearly celebration. Same reasons as the day that you have committed your life. Just this one is the public declaration of your faith. But baptism is actually an act of obedience in your faith, because even Jesus was baptized, and we are actually asked to be baptized and make a public declaration of our faith. So, and why do we celebrate baptism? Because it reinforces your identity. You are no longer the person that you were before you accepted Christ. You belong to Christ now, and your life has a new direction now. It's not your worldly, earthly direction. It's a direction living for Christ. Okay, and then the one we're nearly celebrating now.
Christmas.
Yes.
It's 7 days. How many days?
We are at the 18th. It's my grandson's birthday.
Yes.
So we're at the
18th. Congratulations to grandson.
Congratulations, Jean-Luc.
May this be a lucky one.
Okay, we celebrate the birth of our Savior on the 25th of December. And Christmas is one of the most wildly celebrated Christian holidays. Yet, its true meaning can very easily be lost through the commercial celebrating, through gifts and decorations and a lot of busyness.
Speaking of which, I'm going to throw it in here quickly. We have a new song for Just Gospel. Christmas song. Okay?
Okay.
But we'll play that one just after.
Good.
This. So,
I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited. Okay. At its core, Christmas actually celebrates the incarnation of God becoming flesh. So that, I know it's not exactly on the 25th of December that Jesus was born, and there's a lot of studies, and that's not our topic for today. Point is, worldwide, the birth of Christ is celebrated on the 25th of December. And Jesus' birth is extraordinary because it marks the moment when God stepped into human history in the most humble way imaginable. The creator of the universe entered the world as a baby, born in a stable to bring salvation to humanity.
Wow.
That's an incredible thought. Okay. Why Christmas is spiritual spiritually significant, and we have to celebrate it.
Yeah.
Christmas reminds us that God is not distant. He's not just living in heaven far away. He actually came near. He entered our broken world, experienced human pain, and walked among us. Celebrating Christmas reminds Christians that God keeps His promises to us. God meets us where we are in humility and not grandeur. God's love is active and not abstract. You can actually touch it. It is a season of hope, light, and joy, especially meaningful in a world filled with darkness and uncertainty. Now, when I have my little talk next week, which will be on the 25th of December on celebrating Christmas Day, I'm going to talk a little bit on how Christians can celebrate Christmas and also age appropriate, how you can make it really touchable for your little ones in this commercially celebrated Christmas world we live in.
Annette, I am of opinion you celebrate anything with chocolate cake.
So Carlette's going to bake herself a chocolate cake.
I'm not baking. I'm okay. Asking anyone out there.
She's going to ask for donations in the form of chocolate cake for Christmas. Okay, number four we are celebrating is Good Friday, remembering the cost of redemption. And that is between the 20th of March and the 23rd of April that it is usually celebrated. Good Friday is not an easy day to celebrate, but it's definitely an essential one. Why is it not easy? It marks the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the day He willingly gave His life for the sins of the world. This day reminds us that salvation was not cheap. Came at a price. It came at an immeasurable cost. So why should Christians observe Good Friday? It's the grounds for our faith in reality. It grounds our faith in reality. It reminds us that Jesus suffered, bled, and died out of love for us. Without the cross, there's no forgiveness. Without sacrifice, there's no redemption. Celebrating Good Friday does not mean rejoicing in His suffering. It means acknowledging the depth of God's love for us. It humbles us, softens our hearts, and renews our gratitude. This day calls Christians to reflection, repentance, and reverence. It's a day of getting quiet and just remembering how much God loves you, and He loves you so much that He sent His only Son to die on the cross on that day for you. So of course the next one that we celebrate is the real celebration. It's the resurrection.
That one is like Christ. Victory. You do a double chocolate.
You do. You can have double chocolate. Okay. You can have a triple chocolate infused cake if you want.
Lava, whatever.
But it's Easter Sunday and it's celebrating the victory over death and the new life. So Easter Sunday falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon following the spring. So it's usually, the church usually fixes it as 21st of March, but it can fall anywhere between the 22nd of March and the 25th of April. So the first Sunday that falls in that time that you can celebrate it on. So if Good Friday reminds us of the cost that Jesus paid for our sins, the Easter reminds us of the victory He had over death. Resurrection Sunday celebrates the most powerful event in human history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The grave could not hold Him. Death was defeated and hope was secured. So why is this a very essential day that a Christian should celebrate in their faith walk? Without the resurrection, Christianity would be empty. It would be nothing.
It would be dead.
The resurrection proves that Jesus is who He said He is, and that his sacrifice was accepted by God. Easter reminds believers that death is not the end. Sin does not have the final word.
Yes.
New life is possible. And there's life after this life on earth. It reminds us that the same power that raised Jesus from dead lives within every believer. Easter is not just something we remember. It is something we live.
Amen. Amen to that.
Then the next day I want to stand still with is Pentecost. Celebrating the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that the Lord gave us to live among us when Jesus raised up to heaven to live with his Father.
40 days thing, eh?
Pentecost is celebrated 50 days after Easter. Including Easter Sunday itself. And it also always falls on a Sunday. And usually it's celebrated during May or early June. So Pentecost marks the day the Holy Spirit was poured out on the believers, empowering them to live boldly and spread the gospel. So that is including the believers listening to our program today.
Mm.
It was also poured out on you and for you so that you can stand boldly in your faith and spread the gospel.
I think this one is like the most... Okay, I'm not going to put it in...
Very one. Difficult to do what you want to do now.
No, I don't want to do that, but I think this one for me is the coolest one. Apart from all the others, that's also cool because this is actually pushing us into where we are now.
Yeah.
We are actually writing the New Testament even further because of what Jesus did just then.
And it actually empowers you and gives you the ability to be a disciple for him.
Yeah.
Because you're not doing it by yourself. You've got the Holy Spirit with you every day, every moment, as you are listening, as we are sitting here, he's here with us. So this day is often overlooked, yet it is so significant, just like Arlette said now. Pentecost reminds Christians that they were never meant to live the Christian life in their own strength. The Holy Spirit is God's presence within us, guiding us, convicting us, comforting us, and empowering us. Celebrating Pentecost highlights God's ongoing work in believers, continuing the New Testament, the power available for our daily living, and the birth of the church. It reminds us that Christianity is not just belief, but it is a spirit-filled life. Okay, now the one that Carly jumped the gun earlier, the communion, Holy Communion. And that is regularly remembering Christ's sacrifice for us. While it's not a once a year celebration like some of the others, communion, the Lord's Supper, is a sacred practice, a ritual that Christians are called to observe regularly. Jesus instructed his followers to do this in remembrance of him. Communion keeps the cross at the center of our faith. Communion invites believers to pause, reflect, and realign their hearts. It is a reminder of grace, forgiveness, and unity with Christ and one another. Each time we take communion, we proclaim the gospel that Jesus died, rose again, and that he is coming back. So, the next one is just something that I put in here as personal milestones in your faith, because I didn't know what to call it, other to call it, but personal things that happen that you can celebrate. So, beyond the traditional Christian calendar, there are deeply personal days that we that also deserve remembrance in our daily life. These may be the day that God answered a desperate prayer, or maybe a day that there was healing, physical healing in your life, or maybe a breakthrough after a time of hardship, or a day that you realized, but I am called for this ministry, and you change your life to go in that direction. And there's actually quite a few examples of that in scripture. And this was very, I found this very interesting. For instance, a day that we can celebrate, or maybe Moses could have decided to celebrate, yeah, was the first day that he saw the rainbow. Because then he, when he sees a rainbow again, and when we see a rainbow, we can celebrate in the promise that the Lord made to say he will never send such a flood.
I said Noah.
Thank you that you are here and you're keeping me on track. Noah, when he saw the rainbow the first time, and every time we see the rainbow, we can celebrate that again.
And
when
you get a double rainbow, then it's like...
Okay, let's going to say double chocolate cake again.
But
these moments actually matter because they strengthen your faith for future challenges that you may have, because you get reminded, but the Lord was there for me before. And he actually made the path straight for me before, and he can do it again. And if you read Exodus 16, the Israelites actually kept manna in a jar to remind them of the provision of Christ. So that's just personal days that reminds us. Why is it healthy for a Christian to celebrate and not just let things go by and forget about it? Some Christians actually hesitate to celebrate spiritual milestones because they fear it is out of pride or it's an emotional driven thing. But I feel biblical celebration or spiritual celebration is not about yourself. It's never about yourself. So even Christmas, it's not about yourself. It's not about what present is waiting under the tree. It's about God.
Yes.
And what God has done in this on this earth. So it's supposed to strengthen your faith, cultivate gratitude, build spiritual memories, and encourage perseverance to push through even though times are hard, because it demonstrates that God is there for us always. So when we celebrate what God has done, we are declaring that he is worthy of praise. Christian celebrations should never ever be empty rituals.
Yes.
They are invitations to remember, to rejoice, and to realign our hearts with God's truth. Whether it's Christmas, Easter, Pentecost, or the quiet personal day you gave your life to the Lord, these moments matter. They remind us that our faith is rooted in real events, real sacrifice, and real love. In celebrating these special days, we are not clinging to the past, but we are announcing ourselves in God's faithfulness, anchoring ourselves in God's faithfulness, so that we can walk confidently into the future. May we never rush past what deserves remembrance. And may our lives reflect a faith that celebrates not only what God has done, but who he is and what is still to come.
Selah.
So that is my little thoughts on celebrating. Celebrate this time. Celebrate this season. Celebrate Christian, but with the Christmas with the right attitude.
Oh, it's a hard condition. So thank you so much, Lynette, for your time. This was like an awesome celebration time. So may we celebrate with a good heart and a good perspective of who Jesus is and what he has done in our lives. Until we meet up again on the 25th.
On Christmas Day.
We'll meet then. Thank you so much for your time, Renee.
Pleasure.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Fruitful Podcast, originally produced for Just Gospel Radio, used with permission. You can find more at fruitfulfig.ca/links or support the work at buymeacoffee.com/fruitfulfig. And remember, every fig has a season. Critical.